It was last Sunday morning when our children participated in our service, and they did such a wonderful job. It was a beautiful thing to see them up here in all of their Sunday best, and to listen to their exuberant singing, and to listen to and watch them so confidently say their parts. And it reminded me of a story of another service in another church where the children were participating, and this one young man who was 5 years old was assigned a part, and that part was to simply say the words of Jesus, "I am the light of the world." And when it was time for him to come to the microphone, he strode to the microphone, and then he had a "oh no" moment, and the words escaped him. He had no idea what he was supposed to say, and he didn't allow himself to even come close to the microphone, and he had his hands in his pants, and he was just lost. But you see, fortunately, his mother was sitting in the front pew, and his mother said, "Mark, I am the light of the world." And she whispered it to him, and he didn't hear it. And he was just obviously uncomfortable and didn't know what to do. And his mother said, "I am the light of the world," not really wanting the congregation to hear it, but wanting her son to hear it. And it's still, he didn't understand. And finally, his mother says, "I am the light of the world." And this little boy brightened up. He held on to the microphone and said with absolute confidence, so perfectly, "My mother is the light of the world." And the congregation laughed, as you are now. And that poor little boy named Mark, a five-year-old, his mother just about died. Oh, my. We've been focusing our attention this evening on the one who is the light of the world. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." For centuries, God's people had been living in darkness, longing for that light, and they clung to Isaiah's prophecy. Isaiah, who prophesied that the light of the world would come into the world. These are words that you heard earlier this evening. "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned." And for many years, God's people cried out to him, yearning for the arrival of that light. And then it happened. God sent his son into the world on that fateful dark night in Bethlehem. Robert Louis Stevenson looked out of his window one evening many years ago. This was in the days before electric lights, when streets were illumined by gas lamps, and Stevenson was taken by the town lamplighter, who came down the street lighting the lights in quick succession. And Stevenson wrote later about that lamplighter who went along punching holes in the darkness. Fitting symbolism, I think, for what took place on that first Christmas. Jesus came into the world as a tiny light to dispel the darkness of this sin-filled world, to dispel the darkness of evil and of death and of its spiritual confusion. He punched a hole in the darkness, if you will. He punched a hole in the darkness of our sin with the light of salvation. He pierced the darkness of that night and burst into this dark, cold, fallen world with the light of salvation so that our sins could be forgiven, so that our relationship with God could be restored, so that our eternal destiny could be secured, so that we might know hope and meaning and peace and joy in this life. Jesus punched a hole in the darkness of our sin so that you and I can live in the light of his life and his love. Is the light of Christ shining in your life? Many of you know Jesus intimately, and you've placed your faith in him. And for you, tonight is a true celebration of what he has done for you. And if not, I would invite you to commit yourself to the one who came into the world to offer you the light of life. In a moment, I'm going to light my candle from the Christ candle, and that flame in turn will be passed on to all of you. And in that symbolism, I would invite you to prayerfully open up your life to the Lord in confident celebration, in return, or in the first time coming to him, as together we see the darkness in this room come alive with the light of Christ. Let's pray together. We thank you, Lord God, for the light that pierces our dark night and for our birth in you on that glad Christmas night. Your love for us is unfathomable, and we worship you and praise you and offer our lives to you as the only fitting gift we can offer in return. In the name of the one that we worship tonight, amen.